Good morning, everyone. It's Andrea Monroe Kalima, author and founder of Hey Little Sister Inc., and I am back. I always miss you guys when I'm away. I was doing some traveling and some much needed work and reflection. You know, you gotta multitask. And I have so many things that I want to talk to you about. But of course, I can't unload it all at you all at once. So today, what I'm going to talk to you about is being somewhere where you don't belong. So today's question is, are you somewhere where you don't belong? Think about that for a minute. Are you in a relationship that you don't belong? Are you in a job that you don't belong? Are you in a situation that you don't belong? Now, you don't have to answer me, but the truth you will find if you ask yourself this question. What are you tolerating that you know you should not tolerate? What are you accepting that you know you have no business accepting? Once you really take a good look and take a self-assessment of your life and answer that question, the next question would be, why? Why are you tolerating something that you should not? Why are you accepting something that you should not? I suppose that is the greater question of the two. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations that we didn't intend, you know, relationships that we know are not good for us. We may not know initially, right? Because people don't always show their real selves until afterwards. But what happens when the real person is revealed and then we realize, hey, I am in over my head here and this is not for me. Have you ever been in a situation like that? Come on now, tell the truth. Taught the truth, right? As Jimmy Kins would say. I know I sure have. I have been in a situation where it's like, wow, you know, a person presented themselves as one thing and then lo and behold, the truth came out. And for the life of me, I don't know what it was that caused me to stay and try and fix. I don't know. I know with women, we're maternal beings. And so, you know, we have this natural nurturing instinct and, you know, we accept a lot more than we should at times. And so I understand that, you know, and then you hope and you wish and you're hoping for change. But what if change never comes? When is enough going to be enough? And so it seems like I'm focusing on relationships because, you know, that's a very important category that a lot of us women, young women, can identify with, right? Because if we're honest with ourselves, you know, the majority of us have some experience in this category. But it's not only relationships. What about a job that you hate? You hate getting up to this job every day. You know you don't belong there. You know that you can be doing so much better. What is holding you back from updating your resume and seeing what's out there? You know, what is holding you back from staying in a crappy apartment instead of being a homeowner. Note to self, right? What is stopping you? A lot of the time, whether it's relationship, whether it's career, whether it's circumstance, whatever it is, a lot of the time we must admit that it is the fear of the unknown that keeps us in a place that we do not belong, right? You've heard that old cliche, familiarity breeds contempt, right? They say that for a reason, because sometimes, even though we're in an uncomfortable situation, relationship, or circumstance, because we know it, we are familiar with it, right? That seems less scary than the unknown. And so we become complacent and we stay where we do not belong. But today is a new day. Today is a new day, and I'm here to tell you that it is time to get up. Get up, little sister. You don't belong there. I'll be right back after these messages. Hey, little sister, we're back. Now, did I stir your soul a little bit when I told you to get up? If I did, then this message is specifically for you. And you know that it is time for you to get up. It is time for you to stop accepting and tolerating things that are beneath you. You are more worthy than you think. You are more capable than you think. But until you believe it, and I mean really believe it, then you're going to stay stuck in a place that you do not belong. And you will never get to live your life to the fullest potential. All right? I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself too. Right? How do they say? I'm preaching to the choir. Yes, I have to constantly remind myself every day. Don't be afraid of the unknown. And I remind myself every day, remember who you are. Right? I have to tell myself, God created me with a special gift inside of me, and He made me strong and capable, and no matter what I have experienced in my life, it is up to me to dig deep inside where He resides and to pull on that strength and just go out there and get it. And that has given me the power to keep moving forward no matter what I have been through. And you know what, little sister? I have been through a great many things. Yet, here I stand going forward, just like you will, once you start believing in yourself and remembering who you are. So get up. Get up. Do not give your power over to people who are unworthy of you, expecting, hoping that they will change and treat you the way that you deserve. Get up out of that job that is beneath you. Update your resume. Go back to school, whatever it is that you have to do to upgrade you, right? Go take a seminar about home ownership and learn how you can become a homeowner. Other people are doing it. Why not you? Why not you? Stop accepting and tolerating things that you don't have to. This is your life. And if you don't take control of your life, right, and chase after your goals and dreams, then you are going to be fulfilling the dreams of others. And you will be at their mercy and at their will. That's just a little advice from your big sister here. Okay, so that's it for today. It was so nice chatting with you, little sister. I hope that some of what I have said to you resonates with you, you know, and I hope it stirs your soul and gets you to think and think some more, and I hope it moves you to action, because whether you believe it or not, I believe in you, and I know that you can do anything that you put your mind to, all right? And I've been where you are right now, you know, self-doubt, not sure, scared, you know, but that was yesterday. Today is a new day, so get up, little sister. Keep moving forward and live your life. That's it for today. Ciao for now, stay blessed, and I'll talk to you again soon.